This is episode 82 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Happy December. I love this time of year. The lights on the tree, the gatherings with family and friends is all so festive. It's really my favorite time of year. I also like to start planning for my new year in December, spending time dreaming and visioning, starting with a clean calendar slate. There's nothing like having a clean whiteboard to start working with. And I've been making lots of space for this. Last Friday, I spent the day at a very cool urban oasis and spa called the Botanique Fort Collins. And you're going to want to Google this one and check it out. It's a really cool and special space. For any of you who hold retreats, you might want to take a look at it and see if it might be a fit for you. I'm definitely going to be looking at ways that I can leverage that with my clients in the coming year. My dear friend, Michelle Voss, who you might remember from her Extraordinary Women Radio episode a few months back, hosted a small group of rockin' entrepreneurs for a planning day at the Botanique. And we could do whatever we wanted to do while we were there that day, but I took the day to really find a quiet spot in this amazing venue to mind map, to journal, and to vision all that I want to make happen in my business in 2019. It was truly an amazing space, an amazing day, and I came away with some new ideas, and I'm really excited about what's going to be launching in 2019. And this week, I'm putting together the final pieces for my year-end planning session that I'm doing with my clients next week here in my home, where they're going to be tuning into their hearts and all they desire for their business. They're going to be playing in the possibilities of what else is possible so that they walk into the new year on fire and ready to go. And if you're wanting to raise up your business in 2019 and spend a little soulful planning on your year, I invite you to attend my free Winter Solstice online visioning circle that I'll be doing on December 20th. It's 2 hours focused on making 2019 your best business year ever. I will be sharing some of my soulful inspired approaches to business planning that connects you to your heart and soul for all that's possible in your business. I'll help you uncover the mindset shifts that can expand the possibilities in your life and your business. And you'll walk away with a big dreams and bold moves roadmap to guide your 2019 success. Details are on my Cami Gilner Facebook page. So simply search out Cami Gilner Coaching on Facebook. Take a moment to like the page, then grab your registration to raise up your business in 2019. I hope you'll join us. Now let's dig in and meet today's guest. I am so excited to introduce Jennifer Quinn, or better known as Jenny Q. Jenny Q jumped into becoming an internationally known live streaming expert with no previous experience whatsoever. Today, she's a live streaming pioneer, and she's going to share all she has learned around overcoming the barriers of entry to live streaming. She teaches professionals around the world to do just that. Jenny Q has conducted over 450 live interviews, and over the years, she has worked all angles of live video from on-air talent to professional production for big brands. She's going to share with us how live streaming increases our authority, credibility, and top-of-mind awareness. Her book, Leveraging Live Streaming to Bring Your Brand, debuted as number one on Amazon. Let's meet the fabulous Jenny Q. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Jenny. I'm so excited to have you here with us.
I am so excited to be here, Cami. I'm a huge fan of yours, so I'm honored to be a guest.
And likewise, I'm a huge fan of yours. And it was so much fun having you here in Colorado earlier this month. As the MC of Extraordinary Women Ignite, it was so much fun to have you be a part of that.
You know, it was so great being there. I have thought about that like so many times, and the power in that room. I don't know for sure that I've experienced anything quite like that before. The way that you set it up, the way that you brought the people together, you know, like it was really impactful.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I
know. No, thank you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I was actually talking with someone earlier today about it, and I can still feel the energy of that closing circle that we had. It was so powerful to have 50 women in a circle like that.
Mm-hmm. And with all the different experience and the different perceptions and the different, just everything coming together. I agree. And yet with one intention, it was just beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks. And thanks for being the MC. You were a fabulous MC. So
thank you.
Who's looking for a great MC, Jenny Q is your woman.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was fabulous. It was really fun.
Yeah. So you literally wrote the book on live streaming. Tell us about how you got into live streaming, Jenny.
So live streaming. Okay. So here's how it happened. It goes back to 2007 when I started my digital marketing company, and not live streaming, but you know, I was in marketing. And so, you know, when Twitter came along, I signed up in 2008 because Rick Sanchez, CNN, said, I was watching the news and he said, "Tell me what you think," at Rick Sanchez, CNN. I was like, "I want to tell him what I think. He said, "Send me a tweet." I said, "What is a tweet?" And so I opened my laptop and Googled, "What is a tweet?" And I
thought, that's hilarious.
It. Yeah, I know. And so I sent him a tweet and he did not respond. But instead what I found was people making real connections, you know, in 140 characters or less. And I was fascinated at the psychology behind it. So I really just jumped in to Twitter, and then that same year, Facebook, more for just the curiosity of why people were engaging. Why are people following me? They don't know me. Like, you know, what's this about? And so I just saw real connections being made. You know, people were taking their online business connections offline and conducting business. And I was just like, wow, this is powerful. And so then by 2012, people were asking me, "Can you teach me how to do what you do on Twitter and Facebook?" And I said, "Yes, well, yes, I can." So I started old school classes for new technology. And people signed up and they brought their laptops and we did a workshop. And at the end of the 2 hours, they would look at me with their eyes glazed over and say, "Can you just do it for me?" And so I started social media management, the social media management arm of my marketing company. Cut to 2015, Periscope is launched in March 26, 2015. And someone said, "You really should check this out. I think it's your thing." And Periscope is a live streaming platform that was designed just from a mobile device, right?
Right.
So it was pre-Facebook Live, pre-YouTube Live, pre-Twitter Live, pre-Instagram Live. And in fact, Twitter has now bought Periscope, but Periscope, you know, started as its own platform.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I always thought it was part of Twitter. I didn't realize that it started on its own first.
No, it was all on its own.
Okay.
And so, of course, I was just like, I don't have time to look. And then someone else told me about it. I was like, who has time to watch somebody cook lunch in Los Angeles? And then by the time the third person said it to me, "You really need to look at Periscope," I was like, okay, I've got to set aside time to check this out. And really the only free time that I had was like between midnight and 2 a.m.
So, but you were still being, you know, guided to go look at this and
right. You
found the time, right? I mean, I want to just even make that emphasis there because you were busy and you were, you know, you had a lot of balls like all of us have in the air, but you followed that hit because it come to you so many times and said, "I need to go look at this," even if it was at midnight.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I really didn't want to, Cammie. Like, I didn't want one more thing. I just didn't.
And I know there's people listening to this today going, I don't want one more thing on my plate right now, right?
Yeah. And so what happened was one of those early nights, I logged on to Josh Greenbaum's broadcast on Periscope. We called him a scope. I logged on to his scope, landed there, and I saw this 26-year-old guy who was a retail clothing clerk by day and a Periscope star by night. And I really don't say that lightly because he had 50,000 followers and the app had only been around for 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Actually less than 3 months. And so yeah, his broadcast or his scope was like, you could imagine the comments and the hearts. There were virtual hearts that people would tap the screen if they liked what they saw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then it would send hearts flying on the screen. And I saw there the same thing I saw on Twitter years before, which was real connections being made.
Mm. And then so let's talk about real connections. What? Yeah. In the world of the whole social world, which is where we met, by the way, right? I mean, uh-huh. We can go all day long about this is how we met was through the social world.
Right.
How is it that how do you build real connections in the social world?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really no different than what we do in real life, but we make it complicated because we're afraid to look stupid or we're afraid to say the wrong thing. But you just take your offline personality online and then you find the other people that you have the same, you know, frequency or the same vibe with. And then you make that connection, and it is all social media. Every single type of social media, every platform, it's all about building relationships. And I think if there's one big mistake that businesses or business owners or entrepreneurs make, it's that they don't realize that it's about relationship building. It is not about selling. It is not about broadcasting. It is not about taking old school marketing and advertising and bringing it online. It's about building relationships. And so when I say people were connecting, what I mean is, you know, the same thing when people connect in person, you know, they see each other, they validate each other, they find things in common.
Right. Right. They start having two-way conversations versus just push kind of communications.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Mm. Okay. And being curious and wanting to, I mean, just like, and I think what I like about this is like, if you were to be in a coffee shop and meet somebody at a table and start to have a conversation, it has to be a two-way back and forth. It can't be just that push one way type of conversation or they'd get up and walk away from you.
Well, exactly. Right. Exactly. And it's the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've heard it said, I can't remember who said it, but they said, if you suck offline, you're going to suck online too. But the good news is, most of us don't suck offline. Most of us have friends offline. So you can be confident that you're going to have friends and connections and business associates online.
So you saw these people making real connections on these different platforms, and where did you take it from there?
Well, so then I became kind of addicted. mostly it was the same thing as Twitter though. It was like, wow, I wanted to learn the psychology behind it all. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know why people would, first of all, broadcast, mm-hmm. second of all, watch the broadcasts, and then what would cause them to comment and what would cause them, you know, and I was just became a real student of it. I became involved with a group called the Perry Girls, and that was a group of women teaching other women how to use a Periscope. Mm-hmm. And then within less than a month, someone invited me to check out a new platform that was on the desktop or laptop, so it was not mobile, and it was called Blab. It was in beta. And you could have, it's reminiscent of like Google Hangouts, only a lot easier to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot easier to use, you know, because Google Hangouts was super clunky and Blab was just kind of like, oh, super easy to log in. You could have four people on screen at once, unlimited viewers making comments. And then something happened. My first time that I hopped onto Blab and saw it, it was like this big intuitive hit. Download, whatever you want to call it. It was do an interview show. Interview people who've demonstrated excellence in their field. And oh, by the way, do it daily.
Oh, wow. Daily.
Yeah. And I was just like so naive as to what that was going to entail. And I said, okay, that sounds fun. And so within a week, like I made the announcement, I scheduled my first guest, and within a week I started the Daily Q Show on Blab.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
And how long did you do that?
I did 100 episodes.
Wow.
On Blab. Again, this was before Facebook Live. It was before right. YouTube and all the other
right.
lives.
Right.
And yeah. And so, but here's something too that I look back and just laugh a little bit. I really do laugh. But so between the time that I made the decision and started with the first interview, I had another intuitive hit, and that was do the Daily Show and there will be personal growth. Do that too.
Ah.
And I just went, yeah, okay. Cause I really kind of forgot how much personal growth really does hurt. It just does. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but I just started, but looking back, I'm so grateful that I had those intuitive hits because that was my guiding star, if you will.
Well, let's talk about intuitive hits, right? Because I think I'm a big believer in intuitive hits, and we get these as business owners, and how do we listen to them? How do they come to you, and how did you know to trust them?
Mm, that's a great question. So this doesn't always happen this way, but this particular time, it was almost like an audible voice. It wasn't my voice. And there was so much clarity around it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got that intuitive hit, I didn't get hung up on the how.
Right.
It was just go do it, figure it out. Right.
So you moved into action on it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. even on the personal growth side of things, what came up for you there to follow, to do, to.
So the personal growth message, if you will, was really more of when I would hit those bumps that felt like I just wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, wait, remember that message that you'll have personal growth? Do that too.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is so, I mean, every single one of us and who have our own businesses know that we run up against those, oh God, I don't want to go there, or all the fear that can come up alongside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kept going back to that message that you were supposed to be doing this every day for, interviewing people every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think those are that trusting that, you know, if you know that guiding light. And if you don't know that guiding light, to make sure you go find it, because that's what can keep us moving through that.
Well, so much. And you know, the different ways that you get the messages, it's just sometimes I think it is a matter of trial and error when you have the nudging mm-hmm. to do something and you do it and it goes really well, or you have the nudging to do something and you don't do it. And it goes poorly, then you learn, oh, okay, I need to listen to that. You know, it's funny, I have a new puppy right now.
Oh, that's right. I saw the pictures.
And it's a lot like you're training yourself like you train a puppy. Like the puppy has to, it's trial and error, right? When
right.
you train a puppy, like this little adorable, cutest dog ever doesn't know, like she has to keep going through it. And that's what we do, you know, with the intuition. Like, yeah, sometimes the message is, don't do anything, even though it's a brilliant business decision and all the logic supports it. I will get that intuitive hit, and it's not necessarily an audible voice anymore, but it's just like a feeling. Don't take action right now, and you'll know why soon. And sure enough, if I listen to the don't take action and I don't take action, then it turns out better for me. But if it's don't take action is the message, but I take action anyway, because everything else lines up, then it may not be a catastrophe, but it isn't in the zone, right?
Right.
It isn't in the flow.
And you can get distracted through all of that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that sometimes there's so much beauty in the pause that we don't realize that when the universe gives us some pause time, it can be really powerful for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you've been following this leading tech. I mean, I'm just, you know, kind of going back through, you know, where you started with, and then you step into the Periscope and then into the other one. What was the other one? The
Blab.
Mm-hmm. So you're following, you're seeing these leading tech. There was other technology coming up at the same time, but you went this route. What was it that drove you, that, you know, guided you through to this route?
It kind of just, they were things that were just put in my path. Yeah. And I said, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was anything. Honestly, I don't like for my journey, looking back, it was not platform specific. It just so happened that that's what came into my path. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course the people that I met along the way on that same path, like I'm still very close to many people that I met in those early days on Periscope and Blab, and we keep in touch often daily, and we've met in, you know, face to face, and you know, like that can't be insignificant.
Yeah, and I think that what you're saying there is really important, is as you start to build community, and you know, you're building that community online, but then you keep growing that, those relationships to an even deeper level. You meet face to face. And I know you, you know, well enough to know that you make an effort to get out and meet people face to face whenever you're in any given city. And I highly encourage everyone, you know, to really, as you start to, when you're traveling, who do you know on your social networks that are in those cities? Because it's so magical to open up those relationships to a deeper level.
Right. And just, I want to throw this in there, just for the sake of the relationship, do it. And there may or may not be further opportunities that come because of it. Mm-hmm. But life is life, in my opinion, you know, life, it's all about the relationships. It's yes. all about the people. And so, Cammie, when I came through Denver in May,
right,
I reached out to you and a few other people, and I put aside my original goal while I was in Denver was to write my second book and get it published. And I was like in a super high achiever mode. And then, but I was like, there are a lot of people here that I want to meet face to face. And that for me was more important in that moment. And I'm so grateful that I did it.
Right. Yeah. And it's so expansive, right? I mean, there's so much expansion when you take that time to make those deeper connections.
Yes. I that's how I feel. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you moved, what platforms do you use today?
So Blab was in beta for only a year. And then they just shut down, and I kind of had seen the signs coming. So I moved to Facebook Live. They were just launching, rolling out to unverified pages. And, I started Facebook Live's first variety show. I worked with a producer on the East Coast, and instead of having just one person on the whole time or three people on the whole time or whatever, I had 4 to 6 guests on every week for short segments, and did that for a season or two, had an absolute blast with that. One of the things that I have learned about myself through this is I love the variety. And so I will, you know, try something for a season, and then I'm like, okay, now I want to do something else. Okay, now I want to do something else, you know? And it just makes it fun for me and keeps it fresh. So Facebook Live and Instagram Live, and I have done YouTube Live, but I don't use it regularly. That is a goal coming up, though.
Okay. Awesome. 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 And what has live streaming done for your business?
Well, so you can imagine I went from a digital marketing company working with local clients, and I still do that. But now my main focus personally is live video consulting for professionals. So I have attorneys and doctors and physical therapists and CPAs who are my clients, because one thing that they don't want to do is show up, you know, making the newbie mistakes. Because they're experts.
They're professionals, right?
Yeah. And they want to make sure that they know all the tech, all the, what they're going to say, how they're going to interact with the audience before they go live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I work with them on.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And how is it changing their businesses?
Oh my gosh. That's, that's the part, that's the best part of what I do, because I watch them grow, not just, I mean, in so many different ways, because right. I haven't worked with anybody yet who's not afraid to do video. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, when YouTube first came out, I said, I'll quote myself. I actually said this. I said, "That's so dumb. Who wants to watch other people on video? I'm never going to video."
Oh, that's so funny.
Right?
Right.
And so that's kind of how a lot of people feel until they try it. So how it changes their business is they become the professional that is in the top of mind of their ideal client, because I work with them to craft their message so that their ideal client is the one they're speaking to. So the people who they want to serve, that their product, you know, is the answer for, like they'll go on, and it's like they're talking directly to their prospective client, and their prospective client is now saying, "Wow, he really gets me," or "She totally knows what I'm going through." And because they're using live video, it just exponentially increases the know, like, and especially trust factor. Because I know you say no love and trust, right?
Yes, I do.
But the trust, because it's live video. That's the difference for me between video and live video. Live video, you get real-time responses and reactions. And on recorded or on-demand video, it's really good. Don't get me wrong. And there's a place for it. But you don't know what has been edited out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these clients of yours are really transforming their own personal brands and their businesses.
Exactly. So there's a few different facets. Why did I say it that way? There's a few different facets on this. One is the immediate payoff for going live or creating video for the people who see it right when it's released. Mm-hmm. But now let's think about the behavior of the typical consumer on digital marketing. So let's say, Cammy, you asked me for a referral for a dentist. And I tell you, you've got to go see this dentist. He is so good and he's so personable and he's so knowledgeable. And I've used him for years. Okay. Mm-hmm. My hunch is you're going to Google him, or you're going to go to his Facebook page, or you're going to do something. And let's say you've asked three friends for a reference for a dentist, and you've gotten three different dentists. If there's one dentist who has video on his website, on his Facebook page, and you get to see him and how he interacts and how he, you know, answers questions, he already is, with all other things being equal, he just took the leap.
Right. There's a bigger connection to that person.
Exactly. Connection. We're back to that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So if somebody wants to scale their business, what would you recommend? You know, if they're looking at 2019 and they're like, "I really want to grow in 2019, what would you recommend to them?
Well, I have such a high... I've got such a strong testimonial for having coaches. So whatever area it is that you want to grow in, get a coach, get a trainer, get a whatever it is. There's no way that you can be objective about your own business, your own brand, your own, and even if you're in marketing,
it's hardest for ourselves if we're in marketing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You need another set of eyes that can give you the feedback, not what your friends and family and colleagues are telling you.
They're not going to give you the kind of, and I so agree with you. It's like every time my business has taken big leaps, it's been because I've had a coach working beside me through it.
Yes. And you know, Cammy, I worked with a personal trainer for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I lost half my body weight.
Which is just incredible, right?
Sometimes I go, "Huh, that's interesting." Like, it's still a little bit of a culture shock. But, you know what? I wanted to take it to the next level. So I hired a trainer again. Like, yeah. I know I could probably, no, I'm not going to say that. I couldn't train somebody, but I know what my, but I want to take it to the next level. So I hired a trainer again, because I want to get to the next level. If you want to get to the next level, you need somebody who can watch what you're doing. And even now I work with him 3 times a week and I'm at the gym going, how did I ever have any success before? Because he's dialing it in more. And I can't even explain the transformation that happens when you're working with the right coach. And that's the other thing, Cammie, and maybe you could speak to this, but you've got to find the right match for you.
Oh, you do. You definitely have to, because I've chosen the wrong match in the past, and I've chosen the right match in the past. And when you find the right match, it's that's where the spark happens, right? Have you ever chosen the wrong match for yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew before that relationship was over that it was like, okay, it's time to go be somewhere else. It's time to apply different knowledge. And so trusting your gut on that is so important.
Well, right. And sometimes I know I've done it, and I think we get into, let's say we hire a coach and we're into the first or second or third session and we're like, this isn't really working for me, but I've already made a commitment, so I'm going to follow it through. No, don't.
Yeah.
Don't follow it through. It's okay to change your mind.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's, you've got, you know, your time, your effort is all worth something. And if it's not flowing right, then make that shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So how do you take people into doing video? I mean, what's some of the best tips you can give around? And I know you gave some of these great tips at Ignite around video. Can you give our audience here a few of your best tips?
Yes, but I have to clarify. I have to ask you a clarifying question. Do you want me to talk about video in general or live video?
Let's do live video, because that's really your biggest focus. So let's do live video.
Yeah. And again, I want to say video is important because, you know, I've been saying this for about 6 or 8 months, but now we're here. So in 2019, 85% of all content consumed online will be video. So, yeah.
Which is just really incredible, right?
Unbelievable. So it's really time to jump in. You haven't missed the opportunity. It's just time to start creating video. So, but we'll talk about live video. So the first thing is I recommend to people when they're starting is just lurk, like go look at all the live videos that you can find. There's a discovery, feature. If you just Google, Facebook Live Map or YouTube Live Map, and it'll show you all the people who are live at that moment.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so just look at what people are doing on live video, and not just look, but really study it. When I started on Periscope, I had a notebook next to me, and I would just write down what people were doing that I loved, what people were doing that I thought was annoying, you know, the background, pay attention to the background, the lighting, what you like, what you want to have, you know, what message that their nonverbals are giving. Is, you know, their clothes, how they're sitting, all the things that the nonverbal is so powerful in video. So, and don't only look at people in your industry, look at across the board, because you may get great ideas. You know, if you're a life coach and you see someone who's cooking, you know, doing cooking demonstrations, you may still get some great ideas from what they're doing on their live videos.
Nice.
So lurk is one of the big ones. Another one is before you go, make sure, like before you go live, you don't need that much equipment. A lot of people think, I need all this gear. The good news is you can produce a really nice live video with your mobile device. If it's a recent, you know, within the last year or two, because the technology has definitely kept up. So you're going to have a good HD camera in there. You're going to have really decent audio. There's two things you'll want to pay attention to outside of that. One is lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting is very important. So free lighting is sitting in front of a window with the daylight shining in on your face.
Nice.
Or you can go to Amazon and buy a light. And if you want me to share the resources page that I have, I can.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, for sure. It's just if you go to JennyHughLife.com and then click on the resources tab, I have an Amazon store with all the recommendations, the equipment that I've tried and used. So there's that. And then this is so important, and that is stabilization. So you want to make sure that you're not being really wiggly with your phone. You don't want the video to be shaky. You will lose viewers from that. Back in the Periscope days, nobody cared because we were just so fascinated. Why is this person live, right? But as viewers, as consumers of video, we've become pickier and we have a higher expectation. And so that doesn't mean it has to be highly, produced, but right. It does need to be clean. And so a tripod, prop it up with boxes, right? And make right. sure
just
that
anything it's, that you can find just so you're not holding it and
right.
bobbling it all over.
Right.
Nice.
And then maybe a last tip that I would give, and this will help you connect with your viewers better. And that's, you want to make sure that when you are live, you're looking into the lens of the camera versus looking at yourself on screen. And that is a skill that takes practice.
Well, and you taught that one to me, and I was like, oh, it does take practice to remember to do that. So
right.
that's a great one. Another one that I always like that you talk about is you get into your subject matter right away. You don't like diddle around and waste other people's time as they get on.
Well, that is so important, Cammy, mostly because the majority of your views on your live video are going to come from replay viewers.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want to sit there and watch all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I know very often I'm one that clicks off as soon as, somebody's like over and over and over again, like, waiting, and it can be really annoying.
So annoying, right?
Yeah. So thanks for those great tips. Yeah. So what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Well, I am a huge, huge advocate of taking action. I think we wait for clarity to come before we take action, but mm-hmm. it's been my experience that clarity comes while in action.
Oh, I like that a lot.
And so take the action, take the first step. There's a story, I actually tell this in my book, and it's a little boy. His father told him to go out to the barn to get something, but it was nighttime, and the little boy said, "Dad, it's dark. I don't know how to get to the barn." And his father handed him a flashlight and said, "Take this flashlight, turn it on, go as far as you can see, and when you get to as far as you can see, you'll be able to see farther." And so that with that, bit of advice, the little boy could get to the barn. And I use that a lot in my life. I'm like, I'm going to go as far as I can see. And when I get there, I'll be able to see farther.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a great analogy. And it's just like, just keep going to the edge of that light and you see further.
Yes. And then the second one would be, after you've taken the action, don't be afraid to make course corrections. Just like we were talking about with if you hire a coach and you're three sessions in, you're like, wow, no, this isn't a fit. Make a course correction.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to make a course correction and mm-hmm. with anything. And, mm-hmm. Cammy, we've worked on this in one of our mastermind groups. And that is, even if your marketing needs to take a pivot, like don't be.
Absolutely.
We do get so attached to
our marketing. Mm-hmm. And if we can make those adjustments, it's like, the tacking of a sailboat. It's like you keep adjusting all the way to where you're going.
Yes. Yes. So much. Yes. I love course corrections. And then, so for the third one, this is, I don't know that much. Like I as far as a knowing, the knowing, like, oh, I know this. It's not a belief, but it's a knowing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, several years ago, I lost someone very close to me and I went into the depths of grief as we do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I came out with only one knowing, and that is this: there is nothing more important than how we love.
Mm.
And What?
That just makes me feel so warm all over.
Right? And so whenever I'm faced with a decision or a situation, or I'm in that personal growth, and that personal growth happens to be, you know, somebody did something to me that I felt was not kind or not justified, it doesn't matter. I go back to my belief, and that is there's nothing more important than how we love. So how am I going to show love to that person in spite of what they did? It doesn't matter. And then one caveat to that too is, you know, loving yourself. It's just love, 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 love. There's nothing more important than that.
And I think the more we can put our attention and focus on love in our world right now, the more we raise up what's happening in our world. And I think our world needs it right now.
So much.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
So where can people learn more about you and your business?
Well, you can find everything on my website, and it's jennyqlive.com. It's J-E-N-N-Y-Q, the letter Q, live.com.
And then you're on all the social platforms, of course.
Yes, and there's links to all of that on the website.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Jenny, this has been such a pleasure. I've loved having you on and hearing your stories and all your good wisdom. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said at the beginning, I'm a huge fan. Anything you ever want or need, I'm here.
And likewise, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.